Welcome one all to WWE Raw, brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com and the Proto Firefox. Well, this week's Raw has been a little bit interesting, really. We had the return of John Cena. He made his comeback at the Royal Rumble. Now, John Cena really didn't help himself, really. He said he can't wait. He challenged WWE Champion Randy Orton to a match. He subsequently did very well in the match. But now, at No Way Out, is a new match. John Cena will be facing Randy Orton for the WWE Championship, but the winner of that will get an opponent out of the Elimination Chamber, which should be interesting. The people that are going to be inside the Elimination Chamber will be Triple H, The Game, the Rainbow Head Warrior, Jeff Hardy, HBK, The Heartbreak Kid, Y2J Chris Jericho, JBL, and the Samoan Bulldozer, Umanga. I can't really say who's going to win that one. There's so many good people. I suppose Triple H and Umanga have the two biggest victories. Jeff Hardy's mainly high flyer. Chris Jericho, he hasn't really had any Elimination Chamber action in quite a while. JBL, he just needs to give it up. NHBK just doesn't deserve another chance at the championship at WrestleMania. He's ruined everything too many times. So I say the two brutes, Triple H and Umaga, are my favourites to win. I would have to say Triple H within all conclusion. It was quite a good match. I really don't know what to say about it, to be honest with you. The Raw news, a great bit of Raw news for everybody, is that Maria is going to do Playboy. I think everybody's happy about that. On another note, it was a good opening session. It went a lot better than I thought it was going to. I wasn't really sure what we were going to get, to be honest with you. I thought straight after they were going to try and do it all too big and too fancy, and we just weren't going to end up with a good thing at all. But luckily, we did, as always. It was a good show from them. In Philadelphia, that's where this week's show was held. I could easily say that, I'm quoting here, Triple H is no fan of losing. So when the game got a chance to choose his partner on Monday night in a tag team match against Umaga and Snitsky, I'll end the quote there and finish the rest off myself. He chose the one, the only, Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels to reunite DX. For all you who aren't familiar with wrestling, that is D-Generation X. In my eyes, one of the greatest tag teams to ever grace the WWE. Obviously the one, because they are amazing. And after that, it was announced that Triple H would be going into the Elimination Chamber at No Way Out to get a chance to compete against WWE Champion at WrestleMania XXIV, or 24 to those who aren't familiar with it. That's going to be held at the Citrus Bowl Orlando. It's looking forward to be an amazing match, and I really, really can't wait to get there. What else is it to say? Mickie James paired up with Ashley confront the challenge of Jillian Hall and women's champion Beth Phoenix in a tag team match. Mickie came oh so close to pinning the Glamours on, only to fall short again. I really hope and wish her luck, but I can't see her winning that one, to be honest with you. Another title, Family Disgrace, it's headlined. Hornswoggle took his lumps Monday night, but not in the ring, after the chairman was called his cowardly performance the night before. Mr. McMahon informed his bastard son that he was ashamed of him and didn't even want to be around him. That's a little bit harsh, but I guess that'll do. I don't really know what else to say. It hasn't been a very fulfilling weekend, the WWE. I'm now approaching 5 minutes, and I'm going to call this as one of the shortest WWE podcasts I will do. Let's say keep watching Raw. The pay-per-view soon is No Way Out, and I wish you all luck on this week's Jolly Travels. Take care, and peace out.